का मन रखने के लिए परमात्मा से दूसरों का मन रखने के लिए वहाँ से आशा लगा करके जिंदा मुझे कहाँ कहाँ से सब लोग आए कोई जगदानंद जी का प्रेम विवर्त पाठ कर रहे हैं। इससे पहले हमने रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी जी के और सबका हमने पाठ किया, चलते चलते यहाँ तक पहुंचे। प्रेम हमने ये बताया था, प्रेम का एक छोटा सा पार्ट लास्ट फैक्शन ऑफ प्रेम, ये भी कॉन्फिडेंट हो रहा है, ये भी सच्ची कहानी है। इसे लोगों में जो श्रद्धा देखी जा रही है ये भी उसी की उसकी कामित है और किसी में उसकी छाया है। जगत का कोई चीज है श्रद्धा जगत की चीज नहीं, किंतु हम श्रद्धा का विचार स्वरूप के रूप में नहीं कर पाते, हम उसके बाद जो लक्षण है उसके द्वारा विचार करते हैं। यदि जो जो व्यक्ति जिसमें श्रद्धा नहीं है तो उसमें हम श्रद्धा का आभास देख सकते हैं, उसको श्रद्धा नहीं समझते। इसी तरह से ये जो प्रेम है हम प्रेम को भी नहीं समझ सकते, उसके बाहरी लक्षण से प्रेम हम विचार नहीं कर सकते। राम ने सीता का प्रत्याग कर दिया, या ऐसे और सब प्रसंग देखे जाए तो वो प्रेम का स्वरूप लक्षण नहीं। प्रेम का स्वरूप लक्षण कभी भी नष्ट, यदि प्रेम रहेगा कभी नष्ट नहीं, और कभी भी इसमें स्वार्थ नहीं है। मान से महान त्याग करेगा, दौड़ते हैं शुद्ध प्रेम सुख सिंधु पाई चार एक बिंदु से बिंदु जगत सुधार। शुद्ध प्रेम का एक बिंदु भी यदि किसी जीव में प्रकाश हो पूरे भी तो बात किया, एक बिंदु क्या ये रुचि इत्यादि, एक बिंदु रुचि भी भगवान के नाम में भगवान की कथा में और प्रेम के प्रति हो जाए तो सारे संसार को डुबा देगा। जैसे महाप्रभु के परिक्रमा में देखा जाता है, साधारण उसमें रसिकानंद इत्यादि ने महाप्रभु किसी भी परिचय में थे हाथी को ऐसे पानी खा करके छोड़ दिया था, हाथी घोषणे दे करके और कृष्ण कृष्ण करने लोगों का जीवन एकदम बदल देते हैं। एक बिंदु भी यदि होगा तो जगत को जरूर प्रेम में डूबा है। तो यदि हमने वो भाव नहीं है तो ये समझो क्या जो प्रेम नहीं, यदि हमारे द्वारा किसी के द्वारा ये लक्षण नहीं देखे जाते, सत्य प्रति प्रीति बिना कभी सुनी तरों कभी सही सुना हमारी मान देगा ये ना देखा जाए, दूसरों को जब था दूसरे का मान नहीं देता तो क्या समझो उस प्रेम का बिंदु की क्या श्रद्धा करते हैं। श्रद्धा करते जड़ से ही कई प्रीति, जड़ से जो प्रीति करते हैं, जड़ शरीर से जो वैराग्य दिखलाते हैं, जड़ शरीर से जो भगवान की भक्ति दिखलाते हैं, केवल काम रीति, वो काम की शुद्ध देह ना है, शुद्ध देह ना है उधर, उसके द्वारा शुद्ध देह नहीं उदित होता है। भगवान का भजन करने से, नाम करने से, कीर्तन करने से और ये सब जो बतलाए गए हैं, पैरा की अवस्था में उदित होगा, अवस्था में पीड़ा का विस्तृत भी आएगा, सरोपी कृष्ण मानिक ये सब जितने गुण जरूर रहेंगे। यदि हरि नाम कर रहा है मृत्यु के साथ में, भक्ति का किसी भी अंग का, कोई भी अंग का पालन करे और उसमें स्वाभाविक वैराग्य नहीं आ रहा है तो क्या है, भक्ति नहीं है। इसलिए जड़ते हैं परिप्रीति, जड़ते हैं के प्रति प्रीति जो करते हैं, जो कार्य आजकल हम अधिक रूप में ये देखते हैं, गुरु अपने शिष्य शिष्या को कृष्ण के चरणों में नहीं अर्पित करता, उनकी प्रीति अपने आप हो करना चाहते। शिष्य क्या है, भगवान के चरणों में प्रेम लगा, यदि ऐसा नहीं कर सका तो वो कहां रहा। हमारे रूप गोस्वामी के दोपहर रघुनाथ दास को था, जिसको स्पष्ट कर दिया भगवान के चरणों में प्रेम, उसे शुद्ध दे हमारा जो है हृदय का वो नहीं भूल का पुस्तक नहीं प्रकाशित होगा, कैसे होगा वो यदि वो श्रद्धा से लेकर के ये शुद्ध चीजें हों परमात्मा सब वैसे साधन कर रहे थे गुरु वैष्णव की कृपा से हमारा शुद्ध हो। राधापुर में वृंदावन में बहुत से लोग गोपी गोविंद करते ये सब कर रहे हैं, किंतु और साधन ले जाते हैं जो भक्ति के लोग ठाकुर प्रकृति दिख रहे हैं, भजन रहस्य में जैव धर्म में अपने और ग्रहस्थों में कितना स्वाभाविक और सहज, उसमें शुद्ध देह अपने आप प्रकट होगा। दूरे शुद्ध प्रेम का अंध कपट प्रेम से अंध से ही प्रेम कृष्ण नहीं था। एक आदमी मान लिया सब कुछ जानता है, जैन धर्म में जो प्रसंग भक्त के समय सिंधु में जो बतलाए गए हैं, भाव अनुभाव विभाव इत्यादि भी थोड़ा सा रटखट करके जान लिया, रट करके जान लिया और ये त्रिनागति सुने भी मुखस्त कर लिया है, सब कुछ हो गया है और समझता है ये गोपी प्रेम से बढ़कर के कुछ और नहीं है, ये समझ रहा है गोपी प्रेम से बढ़कर के नहीं है। आप गोपियों जैसी रूप मंजरी जैसा रूप को समी जैसा हमको हमारा भाव हो और वैसे ही विश्व भानुपुर में जन्म हो, जावर में विवाह हो और वैसे ही हमारे अंदर में भाव हो जाएगा, होने से संस्कार होना चाहिए, संस्कार प्रधान चीज है। इसलिए ऐसा होने पर भी वैसा करने से भी वैसा भजन करने से भी नहीं होता, इसलिए संस्कार होना चाहिए। पूर्व जन्म का संस्कार, इस जन्म का संस्कार और संस्कार संस्कार मिले कैसे उसका व्यवहार होगा, कैसे उसका व्यवहार होगा, किसान पास में कैसे भजन करने से तो उसमें जिसको वर्ण करते हैं वर्ण करता श्रवण करता इसके बाद में वर्ण करता ये साधारण चीज नहीं। इसलिए सदगुरु की सेवा करें, कृपा के लिए प्रार्थना करें, जड़ीय शरीर से जड़ीय भाव से जड़ीय श्रद्धा से ये सब चीजें नहीं। इसलिए दूरस्थ सब प्रेम बंध कपट प्रेमे से अंध से प्रेमे कृष्ण जानता है। जब तक वो सब संस्कार इत्यादि उचित नहीं है, नियमित रूप में वैसा साधन भजन नहीं करेगा, सन्नाम से स्वरूप चिंता इत्यादि को ग्रहण नहीं करेगा, तब तक कपट प्रेमे से अंध से प्रेमे कृष्ण। अभी तो नाम में रुचि नहीं आ रही, गुरु जी की सेवा में ही स्थिति नहीं हुई, विश्वास ही नहीं आ रहा, विश्वास नहीं आ रहा। सभी जी करे करे क्रम धर्म से सौभाग्य प्रख्यापन करे यह ज्ञानी गुरु कृष्ण प्रेम ज्ञा है तार विभाव चिन्मय अनुभाव देहे से प्रकाश। इसका प्रेम सचमुच में शुद्ध हो विभाव चिन्ह, उनके विभाव चिन्ह में होते हैं, विभाव मने को
आलम्बन
विषयालम्बन उद्दीपन
आलम्बन चिन्ह में होता
है। ये सभी चीजें चिन्ह में उनका विचार उनका आत्मा भी चिन्ह में होगी, कृष्ण के साथ में संबंध चिन्ह में होगा, उनका सभी कुछ चिन्ह में। यद्यपि यह बतलाया गया है दीक्षा करे भक्त करे आत्मसमर्पण से ही काले कृष्ण कार्य करे आत्मसम बात तो ठीक है अपने स्थान पर, किंतु हम लोगों पर लागू नहीं हो रहा। दीक्षा काल में भक्त आत्मसमर्पण करे आज से ही काले कृष्ण कार्य करे आत्मसम अपने आत्मसम
सच्चिदानंदमय
कभी सभ्यता हो रहा है। इसलिए हमारी दीक्षा वैसी अभी दीक्षा नहीं है, विश्वास रूढ़ी की दीक्षा नहीं है, चेष्टा करनी चाहिए होगी विश्वास रूढ़ी चाहिए। यदि शुद्ध गुरु होगा और वैसे ही शुद्ध शिष्य भी हो तो ऐसा हो सकता है, जैसे विजय कुमार और
रजनाथ
का देखा गया दीक्षा का। और नहीं तो हम लोगों को कभी गुरु पर ही श्रद्धा ही नहीं, गुरु भी वैसे और गुरु यदि ठीक है तो शिष्य वैसे, शिष्य ठीक है तो गुरु वैसे। लेकिन कृष्ण प्रेम ज्ञान हो तार विभाव की निर्माण अनुभाव से ही सीख रहा, अनुभाव से हम लोग को कभी रोमांच नहीं होता, आंखों में पानी भी अभी नहीं जब चला
हृदय,
ये याद करके भी हृदय द्रवित नहीं होता, कष्ट दुख नहीं होता। यदि भगवान का नाम कोई ले और हृदय में विकार न हो, द्रवित न हो, खुला प्रमाणित न हो, आंखों में आंसू न हो, तो क्या समझो ये जन्म जन्मों का आपकी अपराध है, इसलिए नहीं होना। इसलिए हम प्रयत्न करेंगे ये भी नहीं होता, प्रयत्न भी भगवान की कृपा से होगा, गुरु वैष्णव की सेवा से, ऐसे नहीं होगा। सुनते हैं लोग कभी नहीं करता। कृष्ण प्रेम ज्ञान है तार विभाव चिन्मय अनुभाव देह के प्रकार सात्विका भी जविचारी चिन्मय स्वरूप करी चित्त स्वरूप करे बिना। बहुत गंभीर विषय है, अब कल का समय है अभी 22 है और सब तो हमारे जाने के सप्ताह से बात ग्रहण करें उसमें समय लग जाएगा, आप लोग भजन करें जहाँ भी रहेंगे तो गुरु में भजन गुरु वैष्णव के प्रति श्रद्धा न मिले और उत्तरोत्तर बढ़े, नाम में रुचि हो। जो जो आप लोगों ने सुना प्रेम विवर्त का वैसा ठीक ठीक सबने भाव आए, दूसरा कोई भी भाव ना नहीं पाए, इसी से गुरु प्रसन्न रहते हैं, भगवान भी प्रसन्न रहते हैं। कोई नहीं वो अपनी सेवा कुछ नहीं क्या, उनको जरूरत नहीं, उनको तो ये समझिए कि वो अपने बहुत ऊंचे स्थान से नीचे उतर करके हम लोगों के लिए अपना समय दे दिए, उनको लाभ नहीं है। कितना कष्ट करते हैं हम लोग अपना
such an abstract we cannot see it. Similarly, love cannot be seen. Abstract.
So abstract.
Yeah. So it is similarly, Shraddha can also be not seen. We cannot see the Savroop of Prem and Savroop of Shraddha. Generally, Shraddha is recognized by its symptoms only. We cannot see its Savroop. Love is so deep, cannot be seen, cannot be realized. And external activities cannot reveal the intensity of love. Lord Ram gave up Sita. Externally there is no love, but it's not like this. So love is very intense and indescribable and cannot be seen. Its form cannot be seen. Its Savroop cannot be seen. True love is ocean of pleasure. Sukh Sindhu hai. Sukh Sindhu. True love is ocean of pleasure. And pleasure. And its smallest drop, if one has, he can make whole world drown in it. What is this smallest drop of that ocean? Ruchi. If one has even a ruchi, he is competent enough that he can make others, the whole world, get drawn in it. This is seen in the Parikar of Mahaprabhu, like Rasikanand. He just took some water in his hand and poured it on the heads of wild elephants and they started saying Krishna, Krishna. So if we have a slightest transcendental drop of this love, its symptoms will be revealed in us, like we will show our preeti and love, affection for each and every living entity. Srinadapi suni chain, feelings will come in us. And if it is not like this, this means even Shraddha does not exist in us. Those who show their renunciation and bhakti from this body, they are imposter and they are in fact showing their lust only. Lust only.
No, you said first renunciation and bhakti.
Bhakti from this body, from material body.
Love and affection on the bodily platform.
Platform, yeah. No, renunciation from the bodily platform.
But bhakti also from the bodily platform.
Bhakti also from the bodily platform.
Eh?
What does that mean, showing bhakti from the bodily platform?
Like putting tilak, putting tilak and external, all from 64 angas, there are many external angas, they are showing it. Maharaj is using the word dikhate hai. Means they
making exhibition.
Exhibition.
They
exhibit. This is a pyar in this Prem Vimarsa. It says like that it is calm on. That is lust. Shuddh Dehna Hai Udai. That bhakti does not arise in the bhakti arises only in Shuddh Deh. And those who are not performing the bhakti in real sense, their spiritual body will not reveal. Shuddh Dehna Hai Udai. Their spiritual body does not Udai, manifest. If we do really bhajan and kirtan, then so bhavik vairagya will come, natural renunciation will come. Not only come, surely come. Trinadapi mood will come. If it is not coming, then you should understand that even Shraddha is not there. Nowadays, generally, Guru is. Not offering the bhav of his disciples to Krishna, he is accepting it directly. He is accepting that directly himself. Then he cleared it, clarified it. He said that he is not. He is using his disciple for his own sense gratification. And in such a disciple, bhakti cannot arise. See, Srila Rupa Goswami, if he will touch anyone, that person will get drawn in love. Those who are knowing bhakti, saying that they are gopi, they will go to Rasatal. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur has set the method of doing Shuddh Bhajan. Then a spiritual body will be revealed automatically by itself.
In Bhajan Rahasya?
Then he said all those Bhajan Rahasya, etc. If someone just memorizes what is Bhav, what is Anubhav, what is Vibhav, what is Gopi Prem, and also he says every time that Gopi Prem is Sarva Prem, it is top most of all, and he is also doing the bhajan Vrishpanupur Janam Haive Javat Vivahave. But will it be done like this? Never. There must be sanskar. Sanskar of this life and sanskar of previous life. Even if we try to do bhajan in that mood and in that intensity, we cannot do it. What does it mean by sanskar? Sanskar shows that how does he behave. In which proportion he is performing his bhajan. Maharaj did not reveal this proportion. I wanted to ask a question, but it was so quick, Maharaj changed. Shravan and then Varan. He used this word. I was amazed to listen to this word. We have heard after Shravan it is Kirtan, but today he was saying Varan Dasa.
This is not Shravan Kirtan Vishnu Smaranam. This is how to the process of attaining
Siddhartha.
Shravan Dasa means hearing Ekadas Mahavan after Kali Lila from Guru. Apandasa means Varandasa is accepting Ekadas Mahavan.
These are not ordinary things.
Varana is accepting.
Varan means accepting. He is saying accepting Ekadasha Dasha. These 11 type of bhav comes in there.
Guruji did not say this. He just said, he said Shravan Dasha and Varan Dasha. These are not ordinary things. Only this and only one
talking. I told him. He just very fast he was on. And what is our dasha? That we are not even having ruchi in a name. There is no any interest to serve Gurudev. What to speak of interest, we don't have faith in serving him. And those who have generated the smallest mood of love, uske vibhav kin mein hai. This was the PR over there. His vibhav means ashray, alamban, udipan, etc. They will be revealed in him and they are transcendental. His thought will be transcendental. His relation with Krishna will be transcendental. Though it is said that once when disciple surrenders himself to his Gurudev and accepts initiation, then his body becomes transcendental. But is it happening? No. In fact, we have not come to the stage of that type of initiation. That is Vidyat Rudhi's initiation. It happened. There must be bona fide guru for it and qualified disciple like Vijay Kumar and Brajnath. They will reveal, they will manifest in their body, anubhava, etc. As regards us, हमें तो रोमांच आंसू भी नहीं आता. वी डोंट हैव एनी रोमांच एंड टीयर्स एट ऑल. वी शुड लर्न दैट दिस इज बिकॉज ऑफ आवर ऑफेंसेज ऑफ लाइफ टुगेदर. इवन इफ यू ट्राई, वी कैन नॉट गेट इट. इट ऑलवेज हैपन्स विद अ मर्सी ओनली, एंड दिस मर्सी कैन नॉट बी रिसीव्ड विदाउट सर्विंग वैष्णवा. So today is the last day. Tomorrow will be the Maharaj will. I think there is an assembly tomorrow. So Maharaj said, always try to please Hari, Guru, Vaishnava. You do bhajan with enthusiasm. Guru does not want anything from you. Guru always is situated on very high platform. Mercifully, he comes down only for his disciples. And he suffers so much while coming down. Try to avoid all type of material desires in toto. Do not expect respect from your Gurudev. Accept his chastisement and discipline. This is like nectar for all of you. Try to do your bhajan with enthusiasm. Gaur Premanande. So it was more than 10 minutes, 15 minutes, it was in a Fiat car.
After speaking about Sosam Vajidasa yesterday, then Gurudev disconnected everyone with ground again.
What did he say yesterday?
Yeah, he speaks about how he saw Yaudashwai Briti, Sosam Vajidasa, and today he's saying good will and wish.
Why you went so high?
Yesterday?
Because it was in that one?
He's very inspired.
Did he get
something? Yesterday?
No. This
is actually less than Mathura.
Yeah, I think.
But he was making the point, his whole theory yesterday was the fact that you cannot understand praying from the outside manifestation.
Mm-hmm.
From the outside activity, it seems that the Mahaprabhu is cruel because he made Chota Haridas kill himself and he was very pleased. Krishna left Vrindavan. So everywhere you see, this looks like cruelty. Mahaprabhu sent Jagannanda Pandit to Vrindavan. And he would not accept his service.
Ram sent Sita.
If you look everywhere, it just looks like cruelty. But no, this is frame. But you cannot understand it. So to develop that point to its fullest degree, he has to come up to Mahabhav and describe Swasam Vajradasha. Because this Swasam Vajradasha means Swa, one's own, Sa, Samvedya, completely understood by oneself only. Who is in that mood can know it, and no one else can know it. So Radhika Swasam Vajradasha is such a thing that Krishna cannot know it, so he comes to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to come in the state of Swasam Vajradasha of Radhika. So he began with a point. He was saying that Radhika's praying, the tiniest unit of that is Shraddha, and even you cannot understand. You can describe the symptoms of Shraddha, but the antarik lakshan, you cannot, the person who has it and the person who's seeing it, both of them cannot explain it. And so, what to speak, if Shraddha is like that, what to speak of Radhika's mood, and then he built it up. The same concept, from the bottom of praying, which is Shraddha, up to the highest praying, is Mahabhava Radhika. He examined this concept.
That is Savroop. Savroop cannot be explained.
The Swaroop Lakshan.
The Savroop, the internal Savroop of this love and Shraddha, nothing can be explained. That what he means to say. Very good. So today is last month. I thought that tomorrow will be last month. Anyway.
No, tomorrow will be the meeting. So you should prepare a very nice poem.
Yeah.
Oh. I didn't bring my lot of coins. Generally, I used to collect them. So I can't.
You have to write a new one.
What so far?
What is missing? Every time before Buddha goes to the west, every time before Buddha goes to the west, he makes one sabha, and he invites all the prominent pandits and pandas from Mathura and Vrindavan. And they come, and Gurudev accepts blessings from them. He gives them dhotis, he gives them prasadam, he gives them donation, and asks for their blessings that they'll bestow mercy upon him so that his preaching will be successful.
Very nice.
It's an extraordinary thing. He is fit to give blessings to them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he's fit to another piece in his half.
That is another.
Very good. This is what we need.
Gurudev is the living example. Guru Gostai Gostalai Su Sujanai Bhusura Ganai. What is this? Gostalai Su Sujanai and Bhusura. Sujanai means Vaishnavas of other sampradayas, and Bhusura means even the Brahmins and Pandas and others living in the Dham. Even if they're Kanishta Adhikari, no, it doesn't matter. You should honor them deeply if you want to enter this Raganuga Bhakti. If you're teaching a Raganuga Tattva for me, the first thing for Raganuga Bhajan. But who actually observes this thing? Yeah, you see, Gurudev is the embodiment of this. When I went to visit to Radhakund one morning, early in the morning, only a few devotees, and we came, and we were just leaving Radhakund, and many Brahmins came. Oh, give it, dakshin. And Gurudev took whatever notes from Navin Krishna, and started giving brand new notes from the bank to all of the Brahmins. They were so greedy and coming to him, giving another round, and he was giving them all money. And then he said, oh, you are, he said, yet kinchit. In Vrindavan, every leaf, every creeper, every mosquito is worshipable for me. What to speak of you? Are you a Brahmin? And not ordinary Brahmins, you are the Brahmins of Radhakund. So, and then he gave money to all of them. So then one of them, he became so moved by this. After Gurudev was leaving, he followed Gurudev and he came up to him with his tears in his eyes. He said, oh, please, can you? I take diksha from you. He gave his pranam. And he could say, how can I give this to you, Vrindavasi, and the Radhakund Vasi and everything, and this is a Brahmin who's crying. And then Gurudev quoted this verse, Guru Gostai Gostalai Su Bhusane Bhusuragane Bhusuragane Samantri Sinam Mi Bhajanava Yuva Dandas. And then said, yes, Gurudev is actually living in the living embodiment of the teachings of Raghunath Das Goswami. In this world, it's hard to find anyone who's actually Rupa Nuga, following Rupa and Raghunath. And of those who are reading and following Rupa and Raghunath, to find someone who even lives, that is the living proof of this first line of Manasiksha even. Anywhere. We can read it again and again, but until we see it directly, in the living form, we cannot. I memorized this verse a long time ago, but actually, I cannot behave like this. I have no intelligence to behave like this with all of these people. And now I've seen Gurudev, I can try to imitate at least and make some progress. Very astonishing.
It's spontaneous and natural in Gurudev, because he is in that. Rather, he is indicating he is coming down with gut. And today when he came, he said he was very much moved. You all are sitting here and waiting for me, and I was out just to please him.
I went in a taxi and went to where he was coming, and then missed him, and they came all the time.
He said, oh, you all are waiting for me. I went to please him for appeasement policy. And he was saying, hey, as if he was unhappy, but he was saying. He was using the word manadakshinakriya just to. What you translate it? Is he a mandrakshinakriya?
Give prestige.
To keep his heart. To keep his heart, and he should not feel anything bad. He was calling him since so many months together, and he was postponing. And today was the last day. So just to keep his heart, please.
Gurudev goes to great lengths even to help just one person.
So I was asking Gurudev that when you are going to keep someone's heart, how heavy heart will be that? Heavy. Really? Yeah, Gurudev go out of it. Very much out of it. Sanskar means you are in fact behavior, he used the word very rapidly, the word behavior, vyavahar. But in fact, vyavahar means in the mood you are situated, you act accordingly. It is said, but it is not like this. It is not seen because the disciples are not qualified. Sometimes Gurudevs are not qualified, sometimes this. It should be a combination. This qualified disciple, bona fide, then it takes with this Guru.
Okay. Sanskar.
Two types. There's just one going on.
Sanskar is two types. Pratyam Sanskar and Adhyanik Sanskar. Pratyam Sanskar means ancient impressions. The impressions we've accumulated from previous lives. And Adhyanik Sanskar means impressions we've made in this life. So by the combination of these two, we'll naturally behave in a particular way. Krishna described this in Bhagavad Gita, Yaisam to antagatam papam jananam punya kamanam chaidandavahina nimukta vajanti mam dridabrataha. The last verse of the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Krishna said there, that those who have acted piously in this life and previous lives, whose simple actions are all finished, who are freed from duality, they bhajanti mam dridabrata, they can do my bhajan how? Dridabrata, with very firm determination. So here punya means those who have they have sanskars and sukriti from previous lives. Sukriti develops very slowly your qualification, but sanskar is very powerful. Sanskar only comes by association with sadhu, and especially those who have lokik sadvandubhat. That means very natural, like family relationship with the Rasik Vaishnavas. They get the impressions very quickly, which become lobed greed for Raganuga Bhakti. Greed for Raganuga Bhakti only comes from sanskar. That's why Guru is saying, oh, if we learn Sada, Ruchi, Nista, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhav, Prem, Samam, Pranay, Ragana, Rag, Bhav, Mahabhav, Adiruddha, Bhav, Modan, Madan, and everything. We learn all this. You know? Oh, also every day. And we say, Vrishabhanu Pure Janamalayabo Javata Vivahabe. When will I take birth in the Varsana? When will I grow up a little bit? And when will my hand be given in marriage in Yavat gown? I'll be married in Yavat, like this. Bhaja Gopi Bhava Hoibe Swabhavana Bhavana Rive. I only have the mood of a Gopi. This will be my natural mood. We can pray like this every day. But still, we have no taste in Harinam, even. No routine Harinam. No taste in Guru Seva. Why? Sanskar. Sanskar is required from previous life, the previous life and this life, if we actually want to do bhajan. So, for this, then Gurudev started to speak about Shravandasa and Varandasa. Actually, how does this Gopi Bhav come to the Deha, the spiritual body? When we have to go through Panchadasa, five stages. Shravandasa, that means the stage of hearing. But hearing what? If we examine Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Srihari Nam Chintamani at the end, also Jaivadharma Bhaktivinoda Thakur at the end, we find Shravandasa means one's hearing Ekadasa Bhav, 11 pieces of this Siddha Deha, his Sambandha, her Sambandha relationship, Vyas aid, and the form and residence and service and everything, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur is written one tongue. Tadita Varna Tadita Vasa Taravali Kamala Manji Nam. Oh, my complexion is like lightning, and my cloth is bedecked with the twinkling stars, and my name is Kamala Manjari. I appear with the tray of camphor in my hand because of my services to give camphor to Kapoor to Radha Krishna, and I am serving, following Rupa Manjari and Sonanda Sukada Kunjan, like this. All these Ekadas Bhav is given in one song. So, and hearing Asta Kali Lila, this stage is full Shravan Dasha. Then afterwards, Varan Dasha, accepting all of these things and doing bhajan according to this. Smaran Dasha. Smaran Dasha develops through the stages. Dharana, Dhyan, Smaran, and Dhruvanu Smriti, and finally Samadhi, like this. Five stages of Smaran. Then after this, the devotee comes in the stage. In, when he comes in Samadhi, then he comes in the stage Apandasha. Apandasha means Swarup Siddhi. Full realization of Swarup. And then after that, Sampati Dasha, that means Vastu Siddhi. Body is given up, and soul will go to the Krishna's pastimes anywhere in any material universe. This was in the song yesterday. We sang a song at the end of class. Were you all there yesterday? We said, you must follow this song. So in this song, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was playing, praying, oh, by the mercy of Guru and Vaishnavas, I'll be do bhajan, and I'll become nirmagna, immersed in that bhajan. And in the state of immersion in bhajan, I'll give up my body. And I'll go there. Gurudev, we sang this class last night. Gurudev didn't explain it. He said, everyone must follow this song, otherwise no bhakti. I don't have the book with me. I've given it the gist, yeah. So the gist of the end of the song. It starts off very simply and then it becomes very high at the end of the song. It's in the Hindi song book on page 25. I don't have a song with me. So Gurudev was saying today, only he mentioned Shravan Dasha and Bharan Dasha. First he said, this is not an ordinary thing. When he said this, then my heart was moved and I was remembering. Yes, just see, when Upamanyu, he approaches Gurudev, Domya Rishi, for transcendental knowledge. Like, oh Gurudev, I want to have transcendental knowledge. Gurudev said, yes, you should stay in my ashram and you should serve me for 25 years. Mm-hmm. Then after 25 years, he was putting through some tests and he passed the test very nicely. Gurudev took time and he said, and blessed him, oh Mangalam Bhavatu. And all Brahma Gyan, all Tattva came in his heart. This is Brahma Gyan, Tattva Gyan. Not Braj Ras, not Braj Bhakti, not the Manjri Bhav. What do you think of Braj Bhakti? The Manjri Bhav is so high. So he had to serve his Gurudev for very intensely and undergo many tests for 25 years. And then his Gurudev gave him what? Tattva Gyan. It manifested in his heart, Brahma Gyan. So what our aim and objective is, because of some lack of sanskar, because of not being immersed in the Vedic culture and the reality of the situation, there is a tendency among some devotees to take this objective cheaply and thus after a very short time become frustrated, where is it, and try to go elsewhere, and that they give up their shraddha, or rather they never had real shraddha in their Gurudev. So this is what Gurudev was encouraging. Don't go here and there. Be patient. Our aim and objective is very high. We have to be realistic. What it takes, what is required, where is our behavior, where are we now? What is our shraddha, where is our routine now, where is our routine Guru Seva? So if we're expecting the high thing to come but we have no routine now, this is unrealistic. We should try to stay with our Gurudev and serve our Gurudev. See, he was saying at the end, Guru is always so high, yet by his causes mercy he comes down and he undergoes so much trouble. So we, hearing this, we should think that Gurudev is so kind, he's so merciful, and remembering his kindness upon us, not thinking, I want this so much, but Gurudev is not giving me. This is some bad mood comes in, and especially a Western person would be prone to this because of not having the good sanskar. I want so much, but my Gurudev, he's holding back, he's not giving me. But Gurudev is giving up the highest nectar and is undergoing so many sufferings and giving us. In a very strong way, in a real way, the real thing. But it may be that we don't appreciate it. If we don't have the mood of gratitude, we not have so much gratefulness towards our Gurudev, our bhakti will never grow. This is the first prayer of the disciple. He's so grateful for everything, every small thing that his Gurudev gives. Gurudev is not giving a small thing. The other day he gave class, he said, listen, every word I'm giving, it is more valuable than mountains of gold. Valuable than mountains of gold. We may not realize it. And due to this, we make aparad, And then Gurudev was making the point. He said, when we're crying, when we're chanting, we don't cry. Why? Tadasmusaram Ridayam Vasejam. Because our hearts are harder than thunderbolts. Why? Not because of one offense, but lacks of offenses in this life and previous life. So, Gurudev is encouraging us to have a very realistic understanding of the situation, and with our feet on the ground, see where we are and where we have to go, but have confidence that Gurudev is so qualified, if we follow him, or he must swiftly bring us to our destination in a very wonderful way. Have faith in that. So this was Gurudev. Generally when he gives classes, it is like this. Whenever we travel in the world, anywhere, we go to any place, his kasa may come so high, but then on the last day, then he'll touch everyone down. Okay, touch down. So let's see the reality of it and do the necessary thing, the practical thing, how we can attain this object which I've spent so much time defining. Gurudev tells us all these things yesterday, Svatam Vedadasha, Yavadasha, Bhriti Prakashita, Mahabhav, Anurag, all these things. Why? Oh, to make some, to intensify our desire. But then now his last class, now let's see where we are and how to go there practically speaking. And the backbone of everything is Guru Nishtha. What Guru asked me to do with enthusiasm, joyfully, and with confidence, go on doing that, and we must be successful eventually. There is no other remedy for this situation. There's no shortcut. So this unsteadiness and lack of faith is the problem. So Gurudev is making impressions in us today by showing us the reality of the situation. He described Diksha, real Diksha, Vidvata Rudi Diksha.